Well, welcome to our Coffee Talk morning show, and we have another amazing guest this morning. Very excited about this, but instead of introducing him, I'm just going to play a little game with him. I'm going to sing the beginning of a lyric, and you're going to finish this lyric. Are you ready?
Let's get it on.
All right, here we go. It's guy love.
That's all it is.
There it is.
Guy love. He's mine, I'm his. There's nothing gay about it in our eyes.
That is beautiful. You did warm up your vocal cords this morning.
No, that's straight out of the bed, baby.
Oh, yeah. Well, that was nuts.
From the bed to the phone.
And if you are guessing, yes, you are correct. That was the Turk to my JD. Donald Faison right here with us on Y105. You know, my kids have been watching Scrubs on Netflix for about more than a season when my son finally went, that's Petey from Remember the Titans. Took him forever.
Yeah.
Be here.
Can I say congratulations?
Yeah.
That's awesome. That's really cool.
Now, I'm kind of excited to have you on here, A, because, well, we watch you literally every day. I think we've watched all the seasons of Scrubs 4 times through. So we got them pretty much memorized at this point. But, you know, you've got a lot of other acting credits going on, and you started really early.
Yeah, I started when I was 5 years old at my parents' theater in Harlem, New York. I knew at a young age that I wanted to be an actor. And my parents, I was very lucky. They helped out. They supported my dream, and here I am today.
So starting as early as you did you ever picture yourself standing on stage at the BET Awards winning an Outstanding Lead Actor in Comedy Award?
You know, I never thought I'd be a successful actor. I just knew I wanted to do it. I didn't know I'd have the opportunity to be in great projects and stuff like that. I wanted that. You know, you dream big and you hope you get there. You know, I've exceeded my dreams already.
Was it one of those stereotypical, like you had that big break, somebody discovered you, or how did it come about that you went from studying in Harlem to being on TV?
I went on a lot of auditions when I was a kid. I think my first audition was for an Oatmeal Raisin Crisp commercial, and I remember getting it and then not getting anything for a really, really long time. And so there was a lot of work into getting jobs and stuff. You know, some people will be like, you had a big break. I look at it as it was a slow progression. You know what I mean? But after I did Clueless, things really took off.
Oh, my gosh. That must have been such a fun set to be on.
Oh, man, yeah. It was a great set to be on. We were all really young at the time, and we were making a movie for Paramount. We didn't necessarily know that it was going to be a big movie, but we knew we were making a movie for Paramount and how much fun we were having spending time with each other while making it.
So were you a football player?
Oh, I wish I was. I played, like, street football. You know what I mean? You go butt hook at the next car, you know what I mean?
Right.
When Remember the Titans came along, I knew I was athletic. You know, I didn't know how to play football, so they had to teach me how to play football. Some of the people that came to the sport really already knew. They played high school football or were on some sort of team growing up. I wasn't. I love football now. I wish I could still play it, but it's hard on your joints.
Oh, yeah. Well, if you're just joining us here on Y105, I am talking with Donald Faison. Who's that? Well, what about Petey from Remember the Titans? Maybe you saw a little movie called Clueless, or you know him as Turk from Scrubs. Either way, when we come back, we're going to be talking to him about what's going on in his life right now and how you could be a winner on his new show, even from home.